Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
This, I don't know if you guys heard this, but there was this piece that was done by, it was written by a guy named Sammy Sussman. And it said 3 weeks ago, he and his classmates were shown a blackface video in class without warning or discussion. Our semester was supposed to be spent analyzing Othello from Shakespeare to give an overall sense of how to form an opera libretto, blah, 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 theater stuff. And so what they did is they showed this 1965 National Theater Company production in which Laurence Olivier covers his face in black makeup and adopts a deeper, lower voice. He writes that is reminiscent of American minstrelsy. He plays Othello in blackface. The consequence is that he, you know, the insensitivity. And they said the New York Times wrote about it in 1966. And so this professor decided to show it in the class in 2021. Well, the class meetings were canceled. They got all these emails from administrators and department, faculty, etc. And he writes, I know I should be more outraged that we were shown the video, and I should be angry about his apology, the professor's apology. And they said that there is an overwhelmingly homogenous industry operating by its own set of rules in classical music, I guess. And basically, their perspective, I think, is a little bit different maybe than mine, where I'm like, well, I don't think it's on purpose, exclusion and classical. We've talked about this before. But the thing is, so the teacher's like in major trouble with this. And they were apparently wanting to look specifically at Laurence Olivier's performance and have discussions about it, but you can't even, and it wasn't a way to legitimize it or glorify it or anything. Like, it was because of a conversation about what he did as his performance. And apparently, nuance is dead. It's dead. I just don't know how else to say it. No wonder no one wants to have any discussions or even say anything, you know, controversial or anything at all anymore. And Othello, if you didn't know, it was described as a Moorish general in the Venetian army. So Laurence Olivier thought he was, I guess, being more in tune to the character. I don't know. It looks ridiculous. When you look back, you're like, what in the world? If you look at it. And the New York Times at the time, they wrote in 1966, the screen, the minstrel show Othello, radical makeup marks Olivier's interpretation. And they said it was blackface, that's what they called it at the time. Now, this was in 1966. And so this professor showed this in class because they were looking at his performance in this. But that was not allowed. So you couldn't even look at the performance of it while also acknowledging that it was silly looking. And at the same time, too, and looking at this, I mean, he was just, I mean, I don't know. Isn't he dead? Laurence Olivier? I don't know who. I mean, I know who he is. He was in Hitchcock's Rebecca, too, wasn't he? Yeah. But I'm pretty sure, I don't know what his thoughts on racial harmony or anything like that, but I'm pretty sure he probably wasn't doing it to like make fun of minorities, right? I would imagine he was doing a performance because Othello was supposed to be this Moorish general in the Venetian army, right?
You'd have to know what was in his heart and head.
It's a good thing everyone's an expert, Kane.
Right. They don't know it, but they're assuming.
If only Laurence Olivier had been governor of Virginia. Dang. Then it would have been okay.
He'd get a pass.
If he came out and said, I know it's only in the future, but if I were a Democrat governor of Virginia, this would be acceptable. It would be. Notice how people never said nothing about when, what's his face? Blackface Abortham. I honestly don't even know his name anymore. Ralph Abortham? No. Northam. No. I swear to you, I've said that so many times, I can't. Anyway, there you have it. All right, today in stupidity, Kane.
All right, don't you love it when millionaires and billionaires tell you that they'll They love to pay more tax.
And they don't.
And they don't, because there's literally a little line on the form when you file your taxes.
They need to have the government make them do it. That's what they want.
Mark Cuban's out there saying it again.
What is this term?
I don't have a problem paying more taxes, whether it's business or personal. We've been at 39.7% before, and that's fine by me. We've been higher than 25% for corporate. That's fine by me. I'm good either way. Am I happy, you know, with the way the government spends it all the time? No, but that's a different topic. In terms of taxing unrealized gains, I think that would be a disaster.
Because you're wasting your money. It's not a different topic. It's still the same topic.
So if you feel like you want to send more tax, go ahead and send more
tax. He's like, I can't pay more money to the Treasury unless the government forces everyone else to also. It's dumb. This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms, pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
So, an interesting story. A Harvard researcher finds that there is... And I hate, by the way, Apple's new update with the Safari. I want to punch it in the throat. Harvard discovers that there is no correlation between vaccination rates and coronavirus cases globally. And this is something that I see has been promoted over and over again as somehow being entirely related. But they said that through three quarters of this year, a Harvard researcher could not find any correlation between vaccination rates and coronavirus case rates after examining 68 countries and 2,947 counties in the United States. At the country level, there appears to be no discernible relationship between the percentage of population fully vaccinated and new coronavirus cases in the last 7 days, according to authors in a study published in the European Journal of Epidemiology. They say, in fact, the trend line suggests a marginally positive association that countries that have a higher percentage of a population that's fully vaccinated have a higher case than coronavirus cases per 1 million people. So it's kind of an interesting, because I always feel like we find these studies come out and then they end up proving exactly the opposite of what, you know, of what the narrative is. A child left on the side of the road after a thief steals a Lexus in Manchester. There is a suspect, the search is on, but a thief stole a car with a baby inside. And they said it was a gray Lexus, taken on money. So I'm like looking at, you know, it was a one-year-old boy. The child is safe, thankfully. But I'm always like, look, I understand parents want to run into the gas station and all of that. And you don't want to, I've had kids sleeping in the car. I get it. I've had kids. You got to be super careful. And this wasn't at a gas station, though. It was in a parking lot. And I'm not quite sure exactly why the child was left in the car. No fault on the parent. You shouldn't have creeps out there. They're going to steal people's cars with babies in them. We got stuff to pay with our kids. Listen to this. I don't know who. What were they testifying on? I don't even give a rat's backside about these broads. What were they testifying on? I don't know who this chick is.
This is a big media circus is all it was for.
And all it is a big, exactly. I don't know who this chick is. I don't care who this chick is. I wouldn't know this chick if I fell over her in my living room. I don't know.
We have several cuts, so which one do you want?
Oh my gosh, not all of them. Just give me the one that's the dumbest. That's Audio Soundbite 6, because this is a refrain from the CDC this past couple of months. Listen.
And I just wanted to acknowledge a lot of people are being left out of this conversation today, because as we know, people get pregnant and not just women.
Women are the only people who get pregnant. I'm done with her now. Kane, how do you do a cesarean on a male copulatory organ? Explain this to me.
I don't want to think about
it. No. She said that people can get pregnant. How does that work?
It doesn't.
You ever seen how, I don't want to sit here and talk Well, I'm going to. I'm going to because this is how stupid it is. Oh. Guys, I'm sorry about this. Brace yourselves.
I'm not liking this at all.
You ever get one of them chili dogs from Shake Shack or something?
Yeah, I've had a chili dog. How does that work? In the past. What?
You have to split it lengthwise and you put the chili on.
What are you doing this for?
Because she said people can get pregnant. How do you do that if you don't have a birth canal?
That's very true.
I'm just saying.
I've been constipated before.
Where's your egg sac, man? Where's it at?
I wouldn't qualify that.
Can we not? I'm just asking, man.
We need
this broad said that people can. And I'm like, where's that science? Where's that at? People can get pregnant?
It's not time to break it.
When's the last time you were pregnant, man?
Shame. I've never been.
Never been?
Never been pregnant.
Never been pregnant.
Only, you know, the people that have been pregnant, the ones that I've known that have been pregnant, all women.
Yeah, they got baby caves. Those are called uteruses.
Oh, wow.
It's a uterus. That's what that's called. Science. Women, females, science.
Baby cave?
I did, yeah.
All right.
I called my game room troll cave, so I don't know. I'm just in a cave
the baby
mood.
Caves.
But for real, that's how I'm not going to. I can't take this seriously. It's the dumbest thing ever. The fact that you got somebody sitting there before Congress and saying this stuff. This is insane. And the CDC was saying this too. But science. Look, I am not going to listen to anything that you say about medicine or science if you can't say women, because people can get pregnant, not just women, like people. So what kind of copulatory organs does people have? How does people have a baby?
I mean, science shows us the chromosomes.
Yeah,
why can't we just go by chromosomes instead of saying like people or birthing persons or chest feeding? Like, why do we have to do any of that? It's just chromosomes. You have chromosomes. That means you are able to or not able to.
I had some snaggletooth dude call me a TERF yesterday. Did you know that?
You had a snaggletooth what?
Some snaggletooth dude called me a TERF yesterday.
A TERF. So,
yeah. Some chauvinist. He needed braces.
Trans-exclusionary.
Yeah.
What is that, trans?
Trans-exclusionary radical feminist.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Look, I don't care what you want to identify as. I don't even care if you do your makeup bad. But when you try to dictate my speech, pun intended, then we're going to have major problems. That's when, you know, you might reach out to correct me, but you will pull back a stump. I'm just going to let
you throw hands like cereal?
Oh, my gosh. Look at you trying to move me onto the subject. Thank just you. Makes me want to stay here longer. I feel like we got to simmer on this subject more.
Don't rebel against that. Don't
gotta
rebel.
Resist. Resist. One of the main benefits of a mortgage refinance is that it frees up cash, so you have extra money to put towards your savings, home improvements, or anything else that you need. It can make a significant impact on your future and your daily life. That's why I recommend getting a free mortgage review from American Financing, America's home for home loans. Because at American Financing, their expert mortgage consultants keep things straightforward and focused on you. It's just a simple conversation around which loan program may be a better fit. Because interest rates remain near all-time lows, and chances are you can benefit from a mortgage refinance, so why not call them to learn more? It's really a no-pressure, no-obligation experience, and you may be able to postpone two mortgage payments. Call 866-574-2500. That's 866-574-2500. Or apply online at AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing, NMLS number 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Man, I feel like Leia right now when she was trying to get Obi-Wan to come and help them because they were under attack by the Empire. And she was like, help us, Obi-Wan. You're our only hope. And I was like, help us, Florida Man. You're our only hope. I'm telling you. Okay, so I've never seen a mugshot like this before in my life. This man, he's like, yeah, I did it. What? That's literally what his face says in this photo. This comes from NBC. This is a Channel 2 in Florida, Fort Myers. A Florida man was sentenced to 22 years and 6 months in the federal prison Monday after he was accused of trying to mail illegal drugs to his home. Bradley Carter... I know. You guys, you can't do this. He tried to have a pound of meth shipped to his home in Fort Myers. Now, investigators said he is a previously convicted felon, and he tried to knowingly, of course he did knowingly, attempt to ship the package via priority mail. Now, when they searched his home, oh, they found all kinds of stuff. They uncovered even more meth, fentanyl, all kinds of the drugs that kill everybody, like the, I mean, all, you know, cocaine, and I mean, all, you know, drugs are bad, okay, but like the super serious, what is it, where they have it, like an ounce can kill like a whole town, like something like that, and some stuff I can't say the name of. And because he's also a repeat offender, he had a firearm that he was using with drug trafficking, so he's in total trouble. And he's got the skinniest neck about anybody I've ever seen. Super narrow jaw and skinny neck. Like, his head disappears into his chest. It's the oddest thing I've ever seen in my life. If you just erase the line of his chin, he looks like a thumb. He does. I don't know how to say it. Let's see here. I don't know if I can read this one. Florida woman exposes herself to other drivers on the highway. I don't know how... Oh, goodness. Lee County, Florida. And it, oh, of course it is. God bless America. It's caught on camera as well. Oh, boy. So the Florida Highway Patrol, the woman was caught on camera exposing her chesticle region to other drivers on I-75 in Collier County. And she just basically pulled her shirt up over her head to do it. And they're looking for it because apparently, like, the driving was dangerous. I guess it was some road rage stuff. Let's maybe not do that, people. And a man was bitten, according to CBS 4 in Miami. A man was bitten by a shark off South Florida Beach. He's in the shark's house. Lifeguards at a popular South Florida beach, they're saying be extra vigilant. A shark bit a dude in his left lower leg while at Jensen Beach Park. He was taken to a hospital. We don't know about the extent of his injuries, but this is the sixth attack on the Treasure Coast so far this year. Sharks are hungry. Just know you're in the shark's house.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.